Chapter 2, The Greatest Real Estate Secret Never Told. After getting started with my real estate career in Iowa, my wife and I moved to Spokane, Washington, with the goal of living in a larger city with good access to outdoor activities. Shortly after moving to Spokane, we became friends with a couple named Steve and Judy. I didn't know it at the time, but they would share with me the greatest real estate secret never told. Steve and Judy were interested in achieving financial independence through real estate investing, and my wife and I enjoyed talking with them about money and investing. During one of our discussions, they told us about the first rental property they had acquired about 7 years earlier. The property consisted of two homes on one lot, a larger three-bedroom house toward the front, and a small one-bedroom home at the back. Both houses were in a state of disrepair when they purchased the property, and they spent a considerable amount of time and money fixing them up. After they fixed up the two homes, they rented them out. The large home was rented for $300 per month, and the small one was rented for $175 per month. So their gross income from the two homes totaled $475 per month. What they told me next shocked me. They had already paid off the mortgage on this property. I asked them how they had managed to accomplish this. They said that they collected the rent from their tenants, paid the operating expenses, paid the mortgage, and had cash flow left over. Then they had taken their cash flow and made extra payments on the mortgage, rather than reinvest or spend that money. I was amazed that making extra principal payments on a mortgage could pay it off so quickly. I had never heard of this concept before. I couldn't believe it. At the time, I couldn't imagine owning property that was paid for. And here my friends were, collecting $5,700 in income annually from this one property. This was my first hint at the greatest secret about real estate investing. If you buy real estate, keep it rented and work hard to pay off the mortgage. You will have cash flow forever. A few years later, I was doing some work for a successful local builder and developer who told me he wouldn't take on a project unless the income was sufficient to pay off the mortgage in 10 years. Pay off a large commercial property mortgage in 10 years? No way, I thought. Maybe you could do that with a small, inexpensive rental house, but not with a commercial mortgage. He must be blowing smoke. Shortly thereafter, I asked a real estate investor I knew named Dick if it was really possible to pay off properties that quickly. He told me about two buildings he had paid off, a fast food restaurant building that housed a Mexican restaurant and a large retail building rented by a furniture store. The restaurant building brought in $3,500 a month, and the furniture store cut him a rent check for $10,000 every month. Once again, I was totally flabbergasted. Dick and his wife were receiving $162,000 a year from just two buildings. These two paid-for buildings were providing an amazing income, which would continue for the rest of their lives. Cash flow forever.